WOBM, Lakewood Township. WADB, Asbury Park.
A Town Square Media Station.
Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Coke Zero. Basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court and join Eddie Acapinti and Matt Harmon for all of tonight's action.
And we want to wish a very happy Saturday evening to everyone listening back home along the airways of the Shore Sports Network on 1160 and 1310 AM and Shore Sports Network. .com. This evening, the Monmouth Hawks have, well, to say the least, a tall task in front of them as they take on the number four team in the nation on the road. Monmouth is at the Syracuse University Orange for tonight's contest, a 7 p.m. tip between the Hawks and one of the preseason favorites to win the national championship this year in the Syracuse Orange. There are a lot, and I mean a lot, of developments around this game, and we'll try to get into them, or at least as many of them as we can, in our pregame show. I'm happy to be joined for the first time this season by former Monmouth University Hawk. He's the owner of a Northeast Conference championship ring, 2007 graduate, and my broadcast partner tonight, my good friend, Steve Bazzaz. Steve, thank you very much for joining us this evening, sir. It's going to be a good one.
Eddie, it's great to be here. I've never been here before in the Carrier Dome, so this is really exciting to start the season for myself on the broadcast in the Carrier Dome against number four ranked Syracuse, the highest ranked opponent that Monmouth has ever faced in the regular season. So it should be a fun experience.
That's
tonight.
Kind of the first storyline, if you will. It is the highest ranked regular season opponent that Monmouth University has faced up to this point. Last year, when the Hawks visited North Carolina down in Chapel Hill, I believe UNC was sixth in the country. Syracuse comes into this game, well, they're 4-0. They're 7-0 overall. They are number four in the nation. They have one of the longest home winning streaks in the country. They have one of the most legendary coaches in the country. And I would also say, Steve, one of the most athletic lineups in the country.
And they are very, very tall and long and athletic. And it's a matchup that really doesn't play into the Hawks' favor. Syracuse, obviously, is well known for that 2-3 zone that they play. Monmouth is not a great shooting team. That doesn't project very well for the Hawks. But, again, we'll get into the keys of the game a little bit later. The Hawks are going to come here. They're going to compete. We know that the Hawks, they compete and they play hard. Especially after Wednesday night's performance at home, you expect the Hawks are going to come here and give it all that they got against Syracuse.
This is our pregame show, and it's presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is indeed the better way to bank. Alongside Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. We are happy to be courtside here, and for the first time, are broadcasting here at the Carrier Dome on campus at Syracuse University. And Steve, before we get into the Orange and everything that they kind of bring to the table, let's quickly look at this Monmouth team, which is coming off of a loss and probably their most disappointing effort of the season. The Hawks come in at 5-4, losers to Navy last time out, 85-66. Back on Wednesday night, that on the heels of a four-game winning streak, one of the longest winning streaks the program had enjoyed in a very long time. Tough to say this is a bounce-back game when you look at this, the start of a brutal three-game stretch for Monmouth. Tonight here at Syracuse, Wednesday night at Maryland, who's receiving votes, and then December 22nd, the Saturday night before Christmas break, holiday break at Monmouth University, at home against Villanova. So this game, the toughest game MU will probably play all season, and it comes again on the heels of that tough loss against Navy.
Yeah, and it makes Wednesday's loss a little more disappointing, knowing that you have a home game against a very beatable team in Navy, a team where Monmouth got their first victory last year at Navy. You thought that that would be a winnable game at home. Monmouth was flat basically the whole game, and with that said, they started off flat. They took a 5-point lead into halftime and then just completely fell apart in the second half. And you know, sometimes teams have games like that. It's a long season. Every now and then you run into a bump in the road. They didn't have a good game. Navy controlled the entire game. Navy shot 57% from the floor. They only turned the ball over 12 times, and that's a huge stat. We know Monmouth has been forcing 20-plus turnovers on a lot of their opponents this year. And Navy just completely dominated the second half and completely controlled the game. So that was a disappointing performance going into this game. But you know what? It kind of reminds me of last year, Eddie, we broadcasted it at Lafayette last year. And Monmouth had a poor performance at Lafayette, and it was on the heels of going in to play the Tar Heels at North Carolina. But what was funny is that they didn't play a good game at Lafayette, and you kind of worried you going into a game against North Carolina. And you don't want to say that a getting blown out is never a good thing, but their performance at North Carolina, the way they competed and the way they played hard for 40 minutes and the way that Andrew Nicholas shot the ball, it really kind of changed the aura of the season. And you're hoping that maybe that can happen today. You're coming off a disappointing loss at Navy, or excuse me, home against Navy. Now you're going on the road at nationally ranked number 4 Syracuse. You want to compete, you want to play hard, and leave this game with something positive.
Well, and that North Carolina game you referenced was the turning point in the season a year ago. People say, well, it was a turning point, a 30-point loss. Well, after that point in the year, it just seemed as though everything clicked for this Hawks team before they ended the year winning 9 of 12 games, including making it to the NEC tournament for the first time in a handful of seasons. But something that obviously it's been in the news a bunch, and we would be remiss not to mention it here in the pregame, because it's not just a one-fold story, it's a two- or three-fold story, that Monmouth head coach King Rice will not be on the sidelines this evening for the Hawks. He's actually back in the team hotel. He'll be watching the game on television tonight. He was ejected in that game against Navy. He got two technical fouls in that game, and then he was suspended by the Monmouth administration for post-game comments critical of the officials in that game. And for that, he's been suspended for one game, which is tonight's game here at Syracuse. What that does is it allows assistant coach Rick Callahan to be the interim head coach for tonight's game. Coach Callahan started his collegiate coaching career here at Syracuse. He's a native of the city of Syracuse. And in 1980, he was a graduate assistant coach for Coach Jim Boeheim. He's from here. This was his first job. He's admitted he's an Orange fan. He grew up rooting for him. So under the weirdest potential of circumstances, yeah, Rick Callahan will be a head coach in the Carrier Dome here on Saturday night.
And it's probably pretty bittersweet for Rick. Obviously, Rick and King go back for years, and they have a great relationship. And Rick Callahan has kind of been King's mentor along the way. So it's probably bittersweet that Rick's going to be able to be a head coach at Syracuse, where he started, because King is suspended. So it's probably bittersweet for him. But you know what? I'm sure it's probably a pretty special experience for him as well.
It is. It's just interesting how life kind of works out, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting. And again, I think Coach Rice is a young head coach who's had a tremendous basketball career as a player and as a coach. And it's a learning experience for him. And he's been saying it to us that, he's learning. He made a mistake. He's learning from it. And now it's Rick Callahan's show for 40 minutes tonight.
Wow, that's a thought, huh?
Yeah, it's a great thought.
Coach Rice has been nothing but remorseful and apologetic for obviously his actions the other night, and again watching the game tonight from the team hotel right down the street here in Syracuse. About 5 minutes to the starting lineups here on the First Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show, and Steve will quickly run over both teams' starting lineups before we get your keys. Our starting lineups tonight are brought to us by our friends from Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and featuring one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. First, for the visiting Hawks, Monmouth will go with a lineup they've used in a handful of games this season. A lot of the familiar names you'll hear. Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele will start in the backcourt. Andrew Nicholas and Ed Waite will also get the start. And then tonight, Steven Spinella will start in place of Marcus Ware, something we've seen. It's kind of a 50-50 proposition, which of those two guys is going to start the game. Normally, I'd say for second-year head coach King Rice, but tonight, it's for interim head coach Rick Callahan. Now we'll take a look at the Syracuse University starting lineup, and it's one of the best in the country. Their backcourt, it's big. It's not really a backcourt when you look at some of the sizes among these players. Their point guard is Michael Carter-Williams. He's 6'6". He leads the nation in assists per game average at 9.6 per game. The two guard is Brandon Trish, a senior leader for the Syracuse team. He started every game in his career here in Syracuse. He's now moved over the two guard position. He averages 14 points per game. The front court is a good one. Sophomore Raheem Christmas averages 7 points, 5 rebounds a game. Freshman DeJuan Coleman, 6.6 rebounds a game. And junior C.J. Fair averages 12 points and 6 rebounds a game for the head coach of the Syracuse University Orange and one of the iconic names in college basketball in his 37th season on the sidelines here in upstate New York. Jim Boeheim tonight looking for win number at Syracuse. Those are the starting lineups for both teams. Again, presented by Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant. Now let's get the keys to the game, presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
Well, Eddie, it's pretty simple for the Hawks tonight. It's going to be a tough one, let's be honest. It's going to be a tough game. The Hawks are going to come out, and they got to play hard, and they've got to be on top of their game to have any chance in this ball game. But that's why you play the game, right? So keys to the game for the Hawks, convert their easy baskets. The Hawks are going to struggle against that Syracuse zone. They're long. They're big. They force opponents to shoot 25% from three. Monmouth only shoots 29% from three as a team. That doesn't project very well stat-wise. But the Hawks are going to have to convert. When they get opportunities, they have to convert on their easy baskets. Secondly is rebounding. We know Monmouth is severely outsized in this game.
To say the least.
Syracuse is starting point guard. Williams is 6'6". He's taller than Spinella and Ed Waite, who are starting in the front court for the Hawks. So put it, you know, that's their point guard's bigger than Monmouth's front line.
Yeah, you're just stating the numbers.
For the Hawks, rebounds. Syracuse averages 15 offensive boards a game. MU is minus 18 on the year, offensive rebounding wise. To get easy baskets, you have to get stops and you have to get rebounds. So if they can force Syracuse into a missed shot, you can't waste the opportunity by giving up an offensive rebound. And obviously that's very easier said than done, because again, they really severely outsized the Hawks in this game, and that's going to be a tough task for some of the Monmouth bigs and guards too. It's got to be a complete team effort to box out. You know, Jesse Steele, Christian White, you're going to have to put a body on 6'4 Brandon Trish, 6'6 Williams. Lastly, when the Hawks go to the half court set, something that we were talking about with Rick Callahan today is that the Hawks struggle in slowing their game down when they get to the half court set. They like to play a frenetic place. They like to They like to get up and down the floor. They like to press. They like to traps. They like to rebound, outlet, and run the floor and try to get easy baskets. However, something that I think is that when the play breaks down into the half court set, they still try to play too fast and they don't settle down, and they're trying to play that frenetic pace in the half court set. But Monmouth is going to have to slow down, run their zone offense. Get the best look you can, because you start forcing up shots, rushing, turning the ball over, taking a bad shot, and Syracuse is going to force you into taking a lot of threes. That leads to long rebounds, and Syracuse is very good at getting a rebound and going from defense to offense in a hurry. They're tremendous in transition, so you can't turn the ball over. You got to get good shots on the offensive side in the half court. Slow yourself down, because you really don't want Syracuse going defense to offense in a hurry on you.
This is the final game of a full slate of Northeast Conference contests tonight. We'll get into the out-of-town scores once the game gets started. Before we send this to timeout, we would like to quickly just mention a note for a few listeners right now. It is with the deepest of sympathies and the heaviest of hearts that we want to send our condolences out to the Stapleton family. Our thoughts and prayers are with them in this difficult time. Jeff, Trish, and the girls, please realize that we are all with you, and we are very sorry for your family loss. We will now step aside and give you the national anthem, and then when we come back, we'll run over the starting lineups again, and we'll have Monmouth and number 4 Syracuse live from the Carrier Dome on Saturday night. 2-minute timeout, and we're back courtside here for your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
And we welcome you back courtside at the Carrier Dome on campus at Syracuse University for tonight's contest between the Monmouth men's basketball team and the number four ranked team in the country, the Syracuse University Orange. Alongside my broadcast partner tonight, Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinski. Megan Oleski back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. I'll tell you what, it seemed as though it happened in about 2 seconds, but the Carrier Dome went from about what seemed like a quarter full to
really full.
Yeah, in the span of a few seconds. Let's run you down the starting lineups again for each team. First for the Monmouth Hawks, the backcourt is Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele. The frontcourt, Andrew Nicholas, Ed Waite, and Steven Spinella. For interim head coach tonight, Rick Callahan. Again, Coach Callahan roaming the sidelines because Coach King Rice serving a one-game suspension due to comments critical of officials in Monmouth's loss on Wednesday night against Navy. The Syracuse University starting lineup for Jim Boeheim in his 37th season. The backcourt, Michael Carter-Williams and Brandon Trish. The frontcourt, Raheem Christmas, T.J. Fair, and DeJuan Coleman. And Steve, you referenced it in pregame, taking a look at the size across the front line and the backcourt, really, for Syracuse. They go, I mean, their shortest starter is Brandon Triss. He's their 2 guard at 6'3". Michael Carter-Williams is their point guard at 6'6". Those already would be the tallest player in Monmouth's starting lineup. Andrew Nicholas is generously listed at 6'6", Steven Spinella at about 6'4". So, obviously, one of your keys, as you mentioned, gang rebounding, somehow trying to keep Syracuse as best Monmouth can off the glass, and as you said, try to score in transition as much as possible.
Yeah, Eddie, they're going to try to do their best to get easy baskets. Again, that 2-3 zone, they really extend out. They force you to take a lot of threes. Monmouth is not a great three-point shooting team. So, and another thing, too, that is very underrated for Syracuse, they really go from defense to offense in a hurry. And they can really blow this game open in a short period of time if you don't take good shots. Hawks got to slow down in the half court, try to work the offense best they can, get some good open looks, and then you got to get back on defense. A lot of threes, you get long rebounds, and then Syracuse is off and running. How about these numbers for Carter Williams? 12 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds a game as a 6'6 sophomore point guard.
And I'll give you one number better than that. Not only is he the third leading scorer for this team, he's only turned it over 27 times through the first 7 games of the year. Impressive numbers for the sophomore who struggled last season for Coach Boeheim and has really taken over that starting point guard role from Trish, who was the starting point guard these last few years. The Hawks take the court in their road midnight blue uniforms, Monmouth and Farrier Fun across the chest, number in the same on the front and back, and white stripes down the left and right side. Syracuse, which I can comfortably say, you know, we saw Vanderbilt last year, and we saw North Carolina. We've seen Villanova. I saw Notre Dame this year. This Syracuse team may be, you know, in NCAA tournament games, we saw Nova and Mississippi State. This Syracuse team may be the most physically imposing team, looks-wise, I've seen yet in my time as a broadcaster.
Yeah, they are one big group of players, and they're long and athletic, and we know that's the kind of player that Syracuse recruits. The long athlete, they can put him in that zone, they can extend that zone out, and then they rebound and run. And Jim Boeheim, Mike Hopkins, and now Jerry McNamara on the sideline, that's what they recruit to. They want long athletes to play in that zone, and it'll be an interesting matchup, to say the least, for the Hawks. What I'm impressed with you, Eddie, is that you know the font on the Monmouth jersey, huh? Do you know the font of the Syracuse jersey?
I don't, I'm sorry.
I wasn't sure if you were told the font or if you're just that knowledgeable of the fonts on jerseys.
No, I just know the Monmouth one, to be honest.
Okay.
I only limit it to that one piece of information. Monmouth will go left to right, Syracuse right to left. It'll be Ed Waite and Raheem Christmas to jump center. This game also being televised on SNY locally. So watch it on TV and listen to Steve and I. We appreciate you making us part of your Saturday evening on the Shore Sports Network. We're going to have a good broadcast.
Thank you.
Tonight, it'll be Monmouth and the Orange of Syracuse. Wait, and Raheem Christmas to jump things up. It's controlled by Christmas, and Syracuse will move right to left. And it'll be Carter Williams to start things against the Hawks. Lanky player gets a high ball screen top of the key from Coleman around a couple of screens. Over in the left wing to Fair. Lefty pull up from just inside the arc is missed. Ball out of bounds. They stay off of Syracuse. Monmouth ball.
Fair, the lefty, gets a one dribble pull up from about 10 feet away. No good. Hawks battle for the rebound. Get fortunate. Ball goes out of bounds. Syracuse opens up in that 2-3 zone.
Spinella on the left wing. Jesse Steele swings it perimeter to Deion Nesmith. That Syracuse zone, it's so long. When they go arm to arm, Ed Waite at the foul line, kicks it out to Spinella on the left wing, into the lane, into the corner. Andrew Nicholas open for three, takes it, and does not get the friendly bounce. Rebound comes down to Fair.
Good offense by the Hawks, though. Hit the high post, look opposite. Nicholas wide open for a three.
Carter Williams just inside the elbow, shot missed. Offensive foul will be called on Syracuse on the rebound attempt. That foul will go on the sophomore, Raheem Christmas. Christmas's first foul, the team's first foul.
Nice first possession for the Hawks, too. You like Jesse Steele, little no-look bounce pass into the high post. Ed Waite was able to look opposite. That's the kind of offense the Hawks are going to need throughout this game.
Steven Spinella has the ball left wing. We've played 1 minute. We're scoreless in the Carrier Dome. Nesmith picks up his dribble, works it eventually to Steele. It's Nicholas in the corner. He'll try another three. This one's good. And Monmouth on top of Syracuse, 3-0.
And one thing we know about the Hawks this season, Andrew Nicholas has not been shy putting up shots. And he has the green light of all green lights. That time knocks it down.
And last year he had, I believe, 7 threes at North Carolina. So he can shoot against big-time teams. Jesse Steele called for a foul just inside of half court. That's Jesse's first foul, the Hawks' first. The Hawks leading 3-0. We get our first substitute in the game as DeJuan Coleman takes a seat into the game. James Sutherland. Sutherland's an interesting story. Doesn't start, but he does lead this Orange team in scoring.
And he's a 43% three-point shooter as a big guy, 6'8".
Down low. Dunk is eventually put down by Christmas as the ball rattled around the rim. And Ed Waite will be called for the foul, a three-point opportunity for Rakeem Christmas.
And that's going to be too easy for Syracuse in this game if the Hawks give up dribble penetration. Something that Navy did extremely well in Wednesday night's game is that they got into the lane very easy, was able to get uncontested layup after uncontested layup.
Christmas at the line trying to convert the three-point play. He can't, misses the free throw. Ed Waite pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass to Jesse Steele. Bounce pass down low to Nicholas. Red will now pull it back out. Monmouth runs some offense, leading Syracuse 3-2. 18:15 to go here, first half. Steele top of the key. Nesmith on the right wing. Left-hand dribble. They work it back over to Jesse Steele. 15 on the clock. High ball screen from Ed Waite. Jesse turns the corner. Now cut off at the right baseline. We'll go to Nesmith in the corner. Ed Waite blocks. Skip past Spinella. He'll try a three from the left wing. Too strong. Nesmith offensive rebound. Put back his block by Christmas. Out of bounds off of Nesmith.
I'll tell you what, though. That's a great pass by Ed Waite. He caught the ball in the low post on the block. He looked opposite to the wing. Left wing. Spinella had an open look. Great look from Ed Waite.
Carter Williams will cross the timeline. 17:45 to go first half. 3-2 Monmouth leads. Carter Williams drives on Steele. Hits Trish back door. He misses the one-handed dunk. And Spinello had the rebound, lost it, ball out of bounds. It'll be Syracuse basketball.
You know, and that early foul by Jesse Steele is bigger than you think, because to me it already looked like Jesse was not very aggressive guarding Carter Williams. Williams was able to get right into the basket and dish off to Trish.
Try an alley-oop attempt to Christmas on the inbounds play. I'm sorry, that was, I believe, Christmas. The foul on the play will be called on Steven Spinello. That's Steven's first, Monmouth's second. So Trish to inbound again under his own basket. Goes top of the key to Carter Williams. Puts it on the floor with the left hand into the lane. Lob is dunked. Carter Williams converts it. And that was a beautiful play to Rakeem Christmas.
It's just too easy, Eddie. Jesse's got to stay in front of Carter Williams or he's going to be dropping off assists all night long to these big athletic high flyers.
Well, he does lead the nation in assist average here, getting his first one. Spinella left wing, 17:15 to go, first half. 4-3 Syracuse leads. Nicholas catches it on the block, double team. Goes top of the key to Steele, 13 on the shot clock. Steele around a screen from Ed Waite, top of the key. Tried to go into the corner to Nicholas, it was kicked by Sutherland, so 15 on the shot clock, 17:03 to go, first half.
And I know it's still a bit early to start changing matchups and stuff, but you know, I really think that foul on Jesse's hurting his aggressiveness on the defensive end.
Get our first look at Jalen Palm. So Palm and Christian White have been the first two guards off the benches here for the Hawks. This is the freshman Jalen Palm, who instantly becomes by far the most smallest player on the court.
To say the least.
Palm, who Monmouth lists at 5'10", will now run the show. Under 17 to go, first half. Palm, deep three straight away. No good, front iron. Nicholas up and taps it in with the right hand.
That's two nice offensive rebounds we've seen now from the Hawks. Dion the first time. Now Nicholas able to convert on the tap-in.
5-4, Monmouth leads Syracuse. We near the first media timeout. Here at the Carrier Dome. Fair on the left wing. Top of the key, Sutherland. Has Ed Waite on him. Drives at the elbow. Pull up from just inside the three-point line is too strong. Nesmith tracks down the rebound.
Good defense that time by Ed Waite.
Bounce pass to Nicholas. Picks up his dribble right at the right wing. Ed Waite at the foul line. Nesmith, pull up just inside the three-point line, off to the left. Rebound snatched out of the air by Sutherland.
Not a good shot by Dion. Tough shot, one dribble pull-up.
Brandon Trish, alley-oop to Fair, counted in a foul. Oh, boy, he threw it down on top of Steven Spinella. Oh, man.
And that's Spinella's second foul in a hurry. He picks up a tough foul on an inbounds play for his first, and then trying to contest the alley-oop. He really had no chance. Out of position, Fair was able to go up over him, and put it in, and now he's got two early fouls and he's got to take a seat.
Khalil Brown will come in. And you know, something we didn't mention in pregame, and I was going to say it, if any player is probably not in awe of the Carrier Dome, not to infer the Monmouth players are, it's Spinella, who played a couple of years at South Carolina.
Absolutely, and plus Spinella is one of the better-sized Hawks, not only height, but also strength-wise. He's a pretty stocky guy. You would hope that he'd be able to help box out. You know, Khalil Brown's tall. He's 6'9", but he's very thin. Steven Spinella's got a little muscle to him. That should help boxing out, but now he's got 2 fouls and he's sitting down.
Christmas takes a seat as well for Syracuse into the game for the first time. Is Baye Musaketa. Monmouth breaks some Syracuse full court pressure, trailing the Orange 7-5. We tick down under 16 to go first half. Nesmith hits Ed Wade at the right elbow. Try to go down low to Khalil Brown. It's knocked out of bounds by C.J. Fair. That'll get us to our first media timeout. Monmouth trails number 4, Syracuse 7-5. 15:55 to go first half. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Monmouth fans, get your 2012-13 tickets on sale right now. Season and single game tickets as well as group packages are now available. Call now and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game or help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun entertainment is one call or click away at 732-263-5735 or hawktickets at monmouth.edu. That's 732-263-5735 or hawktickets at monmouth.edu. Also a reminder, the hottest ticket in the Shore, Monmouth's game December 22nd against Villanova, is quickly approaching sellout status. Call the Monmouth ticket office right now to reserve your seat at the MAC. Monmouth trail Syracuse 7-5, early going here, Steve. Four minutes, 5 seconds into this contest. Hawks only down two. Syracuse getting easy buckets, but Monmouth hanging in.
Monmouth hanging in. Syracuse 6 points in the paint. Basically all the points are point-blank shots, dunks and layups. One point from the foul line. Something that maybe the Hawks want to think about. I know they want to play man-to-man for the majority of the season and pressure, but with the exception of James Sutherland shooting 43% from three, the rest of Syracuse doesn't shoot that well from three. Maybe they try to mix in 2-3 zone, mix it in a little bit, try to force Syracuse to take some shots outside of the lane, because right now every shot has been a dunk or a layup.
And it looks as though Syracuse is just trying to throw it over the top. I mean, they do have a decided height advantage. Why wouldn't they?
Bad turnover on an inbounds play off of a timeout.
Orange take it away. Beautiful pass. Carter Williams to Trish Hill. Missed the layup in transition. Rebound, Kata. He loses it to Jalen Palm. Let's go back the other way. 3-on-2 if the Hawks hurry. Palm throws one away into the front row, waiting for Nesmith. And he looked over at the bench. Rick Callahan gave him the slow down.
Yep.
Slow down.
And it's two bad turnovers after the first media timeout. You got an inbounds play off of a timeout. You fumble the pass, turn it over. Jalen Palm in transition, bad pass, looking for Deion Nesmith.
It's the game's first turnover, and Steve, almost like Coach Callahan heard you, Monmouth drops 2-3. Carter Williams a three, puts it in all net. 10-5 Orange lead.
And as I say that, they bang down a three. So sometimes, you know, you can only do what the defense gives you. Sometimes the offense is just going to make a play.
Khalil Brown with an absolute two-hand throwdown off an alley-oop from Andrew Nicholas, cutting the Syracuse lead to 10-7.
That's a great job by the Hawks, making Syracuse pay for pressing. You want to be aggressive against the press and get baskets in transition.
10-7, Hawks trail the Orange. Sutherland with 15 minutes to go first half. Three is missed. Palm, shortest guy on the court, snatches the rebound down, and he'll now run it up. Long cross-court find to Nesmith. Down low, Khalil Brown will dribble out of the block and now go bounce pass to Edway. Nice handoff to Nesmith. He'll lay it in with the left hand. Good offense. MU trails 10-9.
And when you hit the high post and hit the middle against the zone tends to break down a little bit. That time, Edway, nice pass to Deion Nesmith for the layup.
2-3 zone versus 2-3 zone right now. Both teams running it. Carter Williams, floater in the lane is missed. Kata pulls it down. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Monmouth ball trailing Syracuse by one. Back in comes Rakeem Christmas, and we also get our first look at freshman Jeremy Grant for Syracuse. Grant, a freshman from Hyattsville, Maryland. Gary Cox into the game for Monmouth for the first time, taking out Andrew Nicholas.
Grant, 3 of 6 from three. Not many attempts, obviously, but 3 of 6 from three. Maybe a guy that you got to extend a little bit, put a hand up. I love the move by Rick Callahan to go to the 2-3 zone. It was too easy early on for Syracuse to get baskets. I really like the move to switch it up.
Max DeLeo into the game for the first time. He takes out Deion Nesmith. And Monmouth turns it over. Carter Williams a lob thrown away as he tried to find Grant after the steal. That'll go back to Monmouth. This is how many lob attempts have we seen in this game? Five or six already?
And you know what? Sloppy catch. You know, Grant's got to make the catch with two hands, gather himself, and go up for a lay-in if he can't catch it and dunk it.
Inbounds to Cox. Palm in transition now will hurry it up floor. Khalil Brown short jumper's good to give the Hawks an 11-10 lead. 14-10 to go first half.
More points off of the press break for the Hawks. That keeps happening. Syracuse is just going to back up.
Monmouth sits that 2-3 zone. Trish cross-court find to Carter Williams on the left wing. Beautiful pass down low and a dunk with two hands by Jeremy Grant.
And Khalil Brown has to know he's there. The defense has to talk. Grant in the dead zone of the defense puts himself in a nice position to catch and score.
Max DeLeo as Monmouth breaks the press. Double team in the corner. Down low, Ed Waite. Nice pass to Cox, top of the key. Nice little shovel pass to Khalil Brown. And he gets it knocked out of bounds by Brandon Trish. 19 on the shot clock for Monmouth.
And Ed Waite is doing a phenomenal job of catching, knowing he's in amongst the trees, and looking opposite for kick-out shots. Gary Cox has to be ready to shoot there.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Syracuse here. Carter Williams put it in front of his own bench right there in front of Coach Boeheim. I can say this as a college basketball fan. It is interesting to finally see him in person.
Absolutely.
He's pretty tall.
He played the game back in the day.
In his 50th season at Syracuse, he was a walk-on in 1962, assistant coach, and a head coach now in his 37th season. Six on the shot clock for Monmouth. Gary Cox gets free, top of the key. Gary drives, finger roll in the lane is wildly missed. Sutherland pulls it down. 4-on-2 of Syracuse hurries. Carter Williams to Trish, three from the left corner, is too strong, and the rebound is tracked down by Syracuse. Another lob attempt, this one thrown away, and it'll give it back to the Hawks, trailing 12-11 with 13-12 to go in the first half.
And I looked over at Boeheim to see his reaction there. I like this sub for Jesse Steele. Hawks have a lineup out on the floor right now. I don't know who's going to score. We'll see if Jesse Steele can give him a little bit of a spark here, get some scoring. But I looked over at Boeheim after that another failed lob attempt. Looks like Carter Williams is coming out now.
Reset the lineups. New Hawks on the floor. Jesse Steele, Tyrone O'Garrow for the first time. Joined DeLeo, Brown, and Cox. Syracuse lineup is Grant, Sutherland. We'll get back to that in a second. 2-on-1 for Monmouth if they hurry. Gary Cox throws it down with a left hand. Don't jump. Oh, baby, what a dunk by Gary. Wow.
Wow, that was phenomenal. That was a phenomenal 2-on-1 fast break. Gary Cox throws it down with the left hand. Wow, what a play by Gary Cox.
Monmouth leads 13-12. Oh, man. Sutherland answers in the lane with a right hand. Trevor Cooney into the game for the first time for Syracuse. Steele trapped in the corner. Turns it over. Cooney. He turns it over. And then Max DeLeo, who the ball was thrown to, gives it right back. Crazy sequence here. Syracuse ball. 12:37 to go here in this first half. I'm still not exactly brought down from the Gary Cox dunk that we just saw.
That was really, really cool by
wow.
Gary Cox. That's something that
that's the highlight. There you go.
And that's something that he'll remember the rest of his life, throwing it down at Syracuse on somebody. That was phenomenal.
Down low. Coleman, hard off the window. Rebound pulled down by O'Gara. Monmouth can run here. They can take the lead. A lob attempt for Khalil Brown. He catches, pulls it down, triple team. Khalil loses it out of bounds. And he actually tapped it himself before it was able to go away. 14-13, Hawks lead. They give it back. Quicker decision next time out of Brown in the post.
And Khalil's got to catch it. Maybe slide step. One dribble, slide to the other side of the basket and go up with a reverse to score. Nice look from Jesse Steele, though. I like the lob pass there from him to Khalil.
Trish back to his more traditional role at the point guard here. Sutherland, baseline drive. Air ball jumper. Coleman rebound missed. Grant is fouled on the way up and one after finishing with a left hand.
And that's something. If you're going to foul him, Eddie, you got to foul him hard, not let him get the layup attempt. Now he gets 2 points going in for the traditional three-point play. Something else about the Gary Cox play. Yeah, it was a beautiful dunk. Really pumps up the team. But that's six points now off that press break where the Hawks are getting a lot of two-on-ones and scoring off that press.
I'd even go as far to say, and obviously Gary did throw it down, the fact that he even went as aggressively as he did to the basket, that would have been good enough. And he was obviously able to convert. The free throw missed. Loose ball. Trish comes away with it. He goes up. A lot of contact. No call. Batted ball goes out of bounds off of Syracuse. I thought Trish was fouled on that play going up. Monmouth ball trailing 16-13, 12:01 remaining.
And those are the kind of plays where if you're a Monmouth fan and a Monmouth coach, you get frustrated at Khalil Brown. You want to see him go after that ball, get on the floor, go up and get a rebound.
Max DeLeo helps break the press. Over to Gary Cox. Gary drives baseline, throws it down low to DeLeo, misses the left-hand layup under the basket, and DeJuan Coleman pulls it down for Syracuse.
Another point-blank attempt, though, for the Hawks.
Trish, nice cross-court find to Cooney. Quick pull at a three. Oh, he buried it. 19-13 Orange. Quick trigger on Trevor Cooney. Go back the other way. Monmouth will try to answer. DeLeo to Steele. Jesse a deep three. He got that one all net.
That's a big answer right there from Jesse Steele. Great diagonal pass in transition. Gary Cox to DeLeo, who hits Jesse trailing the play for a three.
19-16 Orange lead. Trish into the lane. Pull up from the foul line is no good. Gary Cox with the rebound. They want to run now. Outlet pass to Jesse Steele. Jesse in transition. Beautiful find down low to Brown. He misses the layup, but he's fouled by James Sutherland, and that'll get us to our second media timeout. Monmouth hanging in with Syracuse, down 19-16, 11:09 to go first half. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Hawks basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college basketball or football, the NFL, the NBA, it doesn't matter, or you're having a private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. And don't forget to visit them on the social media. Like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. With Steve Bizzazz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Megan Oleski back in the studios of WOBM 1160 AM. Engineering tonight's broadcast. Steve, Monmouth Trail, Syracuse 19-16. 11:09 to go first half, but dare I say, hanging in and going back and forth with the number four team in the country.
They're playing tremendously well right now, and for a couple different reasons. One, they're getting a lot of easy baskets. They're getting easy baskets in transition. They're breaking the press. They're getting some two-on-one opportunities. Obviously, we've had the Gary Cox dunk in transition. But they're doing a great job against the press, not really turning the ball over, important. They're also converting. Right now, Monmouth, 7 of 14, 50% from the floor. Syracuse, only 8 of 22. They've taken 8 more shots than Monmouth. They have 7 offensive rebounds to Monmouth's only 2 offensive rebounds. So they're taking more shots, but they're only 8 of 22 from the floor for 36%. We assume that that's going to change sooner or later, so the Hawks are going to really have to buckle down. And when the game does get into the half-court set, still, they got to run good offense. They can't get too hyped up and start forcing up shots. Run the offense. Try to get the ball into the high post against that zone D.
Well, that's been the most susceptible zone against the Syracuse 2-3 look as Khalil Brown makes his first free throw. Ed Waite, who's not on the floor right now, has really, and you said it a couple times on the broadcast, he's finding people in that spot for either layups or three-point attempts.
And he's doing a great job of not forcing it. I think Ed's pretty aware that he is undersized down there. When he has an opportunity, he'll go up with it. But he's doing a great job of finding guys, looking opposite, hitting guys for kick-out shots. He had a nice little handoff to Deion Nesmith for a layup, so Ed's doing a great job.
Khalil Brown hit both free throws. Monmouth Trail Syracuse just by a point, 19-18. Under 11 to go, first half. The Hawks back to man-to-man defense here. Cooney, right-hand dribble on DeLeo, loses it between his legs, gets it back. They'll now give it to Sutherland, top of the key. Carter Williams now has it. He's back on the floor with Gary Cox on him. Screen, dribble over to the right wing. He'll get into the teeth of the lane. Nice little handoff to Grant, who's fouled on the way up. I believe it was Nicholas who's back in the game who got him. Not sure he needed to foul necessarily, but that will put Jeremy Grant at the foul line.
And again, dribble penetration into the paint, forces the help of the defense. Able to dish it off to Grant, who goes up strong, gets a foul call.
Grant at the line, trying to build on this one-point Orange lead. He misses the first one off the back of the iron. C.J. Fair checks back in, along with Baye Musaketa, Brandon Trish as well. Syracuse team, deep and talented. And we see Monmouth will rotate 9 players pretty much the first half, 10 guys, and Syracuse will do the same. The second free throw missed by Grant also. Cox has the rebound. Ahead to DeLeo. Max misses the layup, but he's fouled on the way to the basket. Monmouth can tie this game up with one free throw, Steve, or take a one-point lead if Max can hit them both.
I'm just amazed of the opportunities that the Hawks are getting in transition against a very quick and fast athletic Syracuse team. Eddie, Monmouth in practice, they do a drill called pitch ahead layups, where the coaches stand at center court and they put their hands up, and the players have to, as Max makes his first shot, the players have to pitch ahead, throw it over the coaches, receiver catches the ball, lays it in, and then the passer has to run down the floor and get the ball before it comes out of the net, or before it hits the ground out of the net. Pitch ahead layups, right? We just saw that in that last play. Gary Cox rebound, couple dribbles, pitch ahead to Max DeLeo in the center of the floor. Max is able to catch and go up and get fouled.
The player that made that pass just takes a seat, Gary Cox. DeLeo hit one free throw. I believe it's 19-19. I think Max hit the first one, didn't he? Wasn't seeing things.
Looked like it went in.
Yeah, thought it was a tie game. Christian White ready to check in next whistle. Fair has it for Syracuse. Nice move with the left hand in the lane. 21-18. The Orange now lead. I really think the Mamba has 19.
I think so, too.
10 minutes to go, first half. Khalil Brown for three, no good. Brandon Trish pulls down the rebound. He'll run it up floor in a hurry under 10 minutes to go. Pull up three in transition. Straight away is all net. 24-18, Syracuse leads.
And those are the kind of shots, Eddie, that seem to always go in against the mid-major or lower-level type team, you know, that Brandon Trish pull up on a dime in transition from three.
DeLeo, harassed, gets it ahead to Steele. He's going to run it up court. Down low, Nesmith. Dion, pump fake. Layup is no good. Khalil Brown dunks it with two hands on the follow-up. Oh, man.
A nice job by Dion Nesmith. Head fake, gets the defender in the air, puts it up on the rim. Khalil Brown running in as he should, as the big, trailing in transition to catch it and dunk it off the putback.
Carter Williams, a three, answered from the left wing, 27-20. These two teams playing some exciting basketball here in the first 11 minutes. Jesse Steele's going to run it up in transition. Tried to go down low to Brown, through his hands and out of bounds.
I wouldn't mind Jesse Steele actually lobbing that one up to Khalil Brown as well. It's easier for Khalil to go up and catch it. He's a big, long guy. It's better for him to catch it and dunk it. Carter Williams on the year shoots 17% from three, 4 of 23 to start the year. So if Carter Williams is going to hit that shot, it's one of those things where you just, the offense made a play and he made a shot.
It's 27-20. I think it's still 27-21. Associate AD Chris Tobin conferring the score now. Under 9 to go, first half. Christian White into the game for the first time. Trisha 3. Too strong. And the rebound is pulled down by Kata. But wave it off. They're going to call Christian White for a foul. I thought he was boxing Kata out. But they get Christian with the body. 8:48 to go, first half.
And I think what they called is that as Kata was in the air, that's when Christian White slid under him to box him out. Nice, gritty, tough play by Christian White to mix up in there. But that's what I'm assuming was called, that Kata was already in the air. Then Christian White slid under him to box him out.
The score is 27-21. So we were right the whole time.
One for one for us so far.
That's right. Keep track. Kata's first free throw is too strong. Dion Nesmith pulls down the rebound. So Monmouth down six with 8:45 to go in this first half. Nicholas back into the game. Four of the five Monmouth starters into the game alongside Christian White. Ed Waite down on the right block. Nice spin in the lane. His shot is missed, but he's fouled on the way to the basket. Really nice split of the double team by Ed Waite.
Nice play by Ed Waite right there. Split in the double team, as you said. Aggressive play. Nobody was really open on the kickouts and looking opposite, so Ed decided to get aggressive and go to the rim there, going to the line for two. Very impressed with Monmouth so far, Eddie. They're really playing a tough game, really getting the ball out in transition, getting some easy baskets, and playing hard on the defensive end.
Ed Waite shooting right into the Syracuse student section. Misses the first free throw. I can comfortably say I've never seen one collection of people all wearing orange.
Sure.
In a bigger venue than where we are now. Ed missed them both. Still 27-21. Under 8.5 to go. First half. Carter Williams into the lane. Jumps the pass. Leaves it to Fair on the left block. Picks up his dribble. Now goes back to the top of the key. It's amazing how Syracuse just has to throw it up and let their players go attack the ball.
Yep.
Carter Williams calls out orders. Dribbling over to the right wing now. We'll move on Steele. Left hand into the lane. Nice shovel pass to Fair, who dunks it. A lot of easy baskets at the rim. 29-21.
Dribble penetration again. Jesse's having a little bit of trouble staying in front of Carter Williams.
Ed Waite at the foul line. Makes a nice move to the basket. His shot blocked. And aggressively blocked by Kata. Carter Williams back the other way. Into the corner to Trish. They go down low James Sutherland. Shot over Ed Waite. No good. Cade had discarded Christian White and then is fouled on the way up by Ed Waite. That gets us to the under 8 media timeout. 7:42 to go first half. Monmouth trails number 4 Syracuse 29-21, and we step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Blow past the gas station in the new 2013 Chevy Cruze Eco. With an EPA estimated 42 miles per gallon highway, it's the perfect pump fake. Visit ChevyOffers.com for more stats and like us on Facebook at ChevyTriState.com. Monmouth trails number 4 Syracuse, 29-21, 7 minutes, 42 seconds to go in the first half here at the Carrier Dome. Checking on the first half statistics, Monmouth led up to this point by Khalil Brown, who is by far having his most impressive game in a Monmouth uniform. 8 points on 3 of 4 shooting in 7 minutes. 5 points in the early going for Andrew Nicholas, as the Hawks are 8 of 17 from the floor, and they are 2 of 6 from 3. C.J. Fair has 7 points for Syracuse, 6 points for Michael Carter-Williams to go along with 4 assists. Brandon Trish has 3 points and 5 assists. And how about those numbers from your starting backcourt, Steve? 9 points, 9 assists, 1 turnover out of Carter Williams and Trish through the first 12 and a half or so minutes.
Absolutely. And Eddie, you know, let's give some credit to the Hawks. They're really playing a tough game. They're playing very hard on the defensive end. They are severely outsized at every position, but they're battling. You know, and that's what you want to see in a game like this. You want to see them play hard and compete. And so far, that's what they're doing. And, you know, two really nice plays out of Gary Cox and Khalil Brown. That Gary Cox dunk was phenomenal. And Khalil Brown doing what big guys should do in transition, trailing the play, attacking the glass, getting a nice follow-up. Hawks have had a lot of points at the rim in this game.
They have, and so has Syracuse.
Yeah, yes, they've had a lot of points at the rim as well.
At the line for a couple, Baye Musikata hits the first one, 30-21. The Orange now on top.
Yeah, you know, Ed Waite forced it a little bit on that end of the floor. Something happened down here. Nikita went to the foul line, but before that putback attempt by Kata, Ed Waite had good position on Sutherland. Sutherland put his shoulder into Ed Waite. Ed Waite had great position. I'd like to see him go down there, try to force a charge. Excuse me.
Kata's two free throws make this Syracuse lead now double figures at 31-21. Christmas into the game for the Orange. Nicholas picks up his dribble left wing. Ed Waite at the foul line. Skip past to Nesmith. Three from the corner is short. Gary Cox comes flying in but can't pull the rebound down. Fair snatches it and now gets it ahead to Michael Carter-Williams. He'll pull up over Christian White for three. No good side iron. Rebound tipped by Nicholas to Nesmith. Dion's going to run it up floor now in a hurry. Outlet pass to Christian White. Christian loses his feet.
Timeout.
Keeps the ball. Loses it. Dion goes diving to the ground. Players all over the court. Jump ball situation. Alternate possession will keep it with the Hawks. 7:05 to go in this first half.
And the Hawks will take that shot from Carter Williams all game long. Again, 17% three-point shooter going into this game. Pull up three in transition. Not really setting up the offense. The Hawks will take that every time down the floor.
Christian White, top of the key. Now Ed Waite tries to go down low to Gary Cox. It's taken away by James Sutherland. Carter Williams now has it at the top of the three-point line, into the lane. Lays one up for Rakeem Christmas. He missed it. And then Trish battles Nesmith, and they'll call a foul on Dion. That'll be his first foul in this opening half. Monmouth's ninth. Syracuse has 4. And it's 2 shots, they say, Trish in the act of shooting, with 6:51 to go in this first half.
Something that plagued the Hawks a lot last year was getting fouls and getting fouls early, and then the opponent being in the bonus the rest of the half. And we see now that Hawks are starting to pile up the fouls, and that happens against teams who are athletic and who outsize you. Trish misses the second foul shot.
Ed Waite pulls down the rebound. Monmouth down 11, 32-21. Syracuse stays zone. Ed Waite now in the front of that zone. Gary Cox goes down low. Ed Waite tried to skip past Sutherland, tipped it, and pulled it down himself. Back to Carter Williams. They go 2-on-4 as now the whole team joins. And Syracuse into the half court, under 6.5 minutes to go in this first half. Christmas, 15-foot jumper on the right baseline is missed. Ed Waite rebound. Outlet to Christian White. 2-on-1 with Nicholas. Christian is pinned off the glass by Carter Williams, but the rebound pulled down by Nesmith. Hits a cutting Ed Waite. Ed left hand, no good. Offensive rebound, Ed Waite. Another shot block, this one by Fair. And now we go back the other way. Ahead to Sutherland. He'll lay it in on a foul over Gary Cox. to push that Syracuse lead to 13 points.
And that's a huge swing right there for the Hawks, not only in points but also in momentum. Maybe Christian White there being able to convert, or Ed Wade on the follow gets the Hawks a little spark to try to make a run before the end of this first half. However, a miss, a block, and then coming back the other way, now you have an and-one opportunity.
Sutherland at the foul line to try to increase this advantage. He converts the conventional three-point play. Trevor Cooney back into the game has now the Orange lead 35-21, 6:07 to go.
And for as good as Ed Wade was in the beginning, a couple forces from him now against some guys who outsize him. He's got to be aggressive and strong with the ball.
Speaking of aggressive, Cooney a bit over-aggressive, fouls White just inside a half court.
And, Eddie, I'm sorry, aggressive doesn't always mean just go to the basket. You have to be aggressive on your catch. Catch the ball strong, two-footed stop, and then make a strong pass. Ed caught the ball on one leg and turned the ball over.
Well, Christian White turns it over here, and then Fair can't control it, so give it back to Mamet. I've noticed since White's been in the game, as he's now going to come out for Jesse Steele, the Orange trapping out of that 2-3 look. They are creative within the kind of realm and the constraint of a 2-3.
Absolutely, and they do like to trap. Also, off of inbounds plays, baseline out of bounds, we've seen a couple with Khalil Brown in the corner, him getting trapped, causing some turnovers.
Steele, top of the key, 20 on the shot clock. Skip past to Nesmith on the left wing. Dion to Nicholas, three from the corner, goes off the side of the backboard. Ed White pulls down the offensive rebound, and Ed is fouled on the way to the basket. Nice pump fake from the senior from Fort Lauderdale.
And that's a nice play by Ed White, getting the defenders in the air. Something with high flyers, shot blockers, they want to try to block everything. You give a head fake, you get them flying in the air. Ed White's now going to the line for two.
35-21, Syracuse leads, 5:38 to go. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll give you first half statistics as well as a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. And I believe at that time we may or may not have a Heisman announcement as well. We'll have to check on that, as obviously the award being given away today for the best player in college football.
Who's your pick?
I'm going Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel is my guy. How about you?
You know, you're a bigger college football fan than I am. Not that I don't like college football, but I'm siding with you. I know he's a Texas high school legend, so I'm going with Johnny Football as well.
Obviously, Manti Te'o, the undefeated captain of Notre Dame. Oh, Cooney, deep three from Syracuse. After those two Mammoth free throws, it's 38-23. A bad turnover here from Jesse Steele. Another three from Cooney. An air ball this time, but Fair lays it in. 40-23 Orange lead. And Rick Callahan takes a timeout with 5:14 to go in the first half. This game, Steve, went from what seemed like 9 to 17 as far as that Orange advantage really quickly.
Yeah, and you know what happened is that the Hawks got sloppy, and they stopped being aggressive, and they made non-aggressive plays, and it turned into turnovers. Jesse Steele tried to go diagonal pass here in transition and got a tip stolen and then score. Ed Wade catches the ball on one leg, tries to force a pass, that gets stolen. Now, so the Hawks are making, I don't want to say weak plays, but non-aggressive plays. You got to be strong, you got to be athletic, and you got to stay athletic, or that's the kind of stuff that tends to happen. And Jesse Steele, I thought he was late on his diagonal pass. I love the diagonal pass in transition. It's the best pass in the game, but I thought he was late on it, and it was able, Carter was able to tip it. A little early, he probably gets that pass off to Dion.
5 minutes, 10 seconds to go, first half. Mammoth ball moving left to right, now trailing the Orange by 17. Dion Nesmith, right wing, top of the key, Steele. Back to Gary Cox. Into the corner to Nicholas. Syracuse trapping out of this 2-3. All over the court. Nicholas hits a streaking Cox. Gary, pull up two inside the arc. Is good.
And Gary Cox saw Andrew Nicholas was in trouble. He cut to the basket, gave him an outlet. Cox able to a little lefty dribble, pull up, makes it on the baseline.
Gary now has 4 points. That one to go along with that thunderous one-handed dunk he had earlier. Mammoth back to the zone. Carter Williams drives. Floater in the lane is good.
And nice first step right there by Carter Williams. Dion closes out. Carter Williams goes right by him, and he's not the fastest of guys, but he's got a nice first step, and he's very long and explosive.
Jesse Steele, shot blocked by Rakeem Christmas. Cooney back the other way, goes one-on-one with Nesmith, picks up his dribble. Sutherland, top of the key for three, off to the right. Cox with the rebound, outlet pass to Steele. Jesse, pull up three from the left wing, partially blocked. Still hits some rim, and Sutherland pulls it down.
Looked like Jesse might have gotten hit on the play. Jesse loves that three-point pull-up in transition. guys at this level close out a little bit faster, get back a little bit faster.
And they're bigger to begin with.
Sure.
That shot's not as open as it will be in a few weeks. Sutherland at the foul line, knocks it down, 44-25 Orange.
And good offense right there by Syracuse. Sutherland, a very good shooter as a big guy, 6'8", big guy, who can really shoot it, catches the ball in the high post, turns and knocks it down.
3:38 to go, first half. Cox drives, flips it over to Edway, his shot pinned by Rakeem Christmas. Let's go back the other way. Carter Williams, stop and shake Cooney, three from the wing, good.
And I like the timeout by Rick Callahan. He called a timeout earlier, not too long ago, a few minutes ago. Calls another one to try to stop the momentum. I like that. The moment that Monmouth went to the 2-3 zone, Boeheim went to his bench and puts in Cooney. Cooney responds and hits a few threes in this first half.
Cooney, who's played in all seven games, came into this game just 7 of 29 from three, which is 24%. But he's looked every bit a knockdown shooter in the first half here as the Orange now lead by 22, 47-25.
And it's just, you know, from watching basketball, Eddie, it just seems like those kind of players, the guys who are kind of the eighth or ninth men off the bench who probably have one specialty that they bring to their team, those shots always seem to go in against the little opponent. You know, watching the NCAA tournament, you got those 1 versus 16 games. It just seems like for some reason... those shots go in against the little guy.
Jesse Steele, Khalil Brown, Gary Cox, Andrew Nicholas, Dion Nesmith. The five Hawks that take the floor. You know, the one thing we need to keep an eye on now is Gary Cox's dunk, a SportsCenter top 10 play. We'll talk about that in a minute. Nicholas to Steele, right corner Nesmith. Cox pull up just inside the three-point line, missed. Rebound tip to Brandon Trish. 3 minutes to go, first half. Trish picks up his dribble on the right wing. Now goes down low, Coleman knocks down Khalil Brown. Offensive foul is the call on DeJuan Coleman.
And I like that play by Khalil Brown. I wanted to see Ed Waite do that earlier. Sutherland posted up Ed Waite, put his shoulder into him. Ed Waite was there with position. I would like to see Ed take a flop and try to draw the charge. That time Khalil Brown does it, which might have been a block anyway, but Khalil gets the call.
We've reached our under four media timeout. 47-25, Syracuse leads Monmouth. 2:58 to go, first half. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
2 minutes, 58 seconds to go in the first half here. 47-25, Syracuse leads Monmouth here at the Carrier Dome on Saturday evening. And Steve, we have a front row seat here right next to the Monmouth bench to witness this not only game, this great atmosphere, but Monmouth not playing bad in this first half. They're going right at Syracuse, but it just seems as though when the Orange go on that scoring run, they really get it going.
And this is what happens when you play teams at this level. The game can turn in an instant, in a heartbeat. One turnover can turn into 10 points, it seems like. And that's what has happened in this first half. Monmouth really playing a tough game. It was a three-point, four-point game for a while. That's now turned into 22 in a hurry. Monmouth was shooting 50% in the first half. They're all the way down to 33% now. Now some of the shots not falling. Syracuse also getting more blocked shots, turning that into points. Syracuse also was shooting in the 30s. Now they're up to 45%, and they're also 50% from three. When Monmouth goes to that 2-3 zone, able to take advantage of it and hit some outside shots.
Spinella back into the game for Monmouth. Five Orange players are Trish, Cooney, Grant, Coleman, and Fair. Cox has it batted out of bounds. Ooh, they say it bounds off of Gary against that 2-3 zone.
Again, another sloppy turnover, and those are the kind of plays, the non-aggressive type turnovers that you don't like to see, and which causes a turnaround like this where the Hawks are now down 22.
Under 2:40 to go, first half. Grant, top of the key, down low right block. Fair shoots over Spinella, puts it in.
CJ Fair, very versatile, nice size, 6'7", 6'8", can do a little bit of everything, nice post-up game. That time he faces up Spinella, who can't be aggressive defensively because he has two fouls. Nice mid-range pull-up for Fair.
Cox at the foul line, down low to Khalil Brown, flips it into the corner, Spinella, steal open for three from the wing, got it.
And that's great ball movement by the Hawks. Khalil Brown going to the other side of the rim, hitting the corner. Spinella back up to Jesse for an open look. Nice ball movement from the Hawks.
I've been very impressed with just how versatile Syracuse can be in the zone. Sometimes they trap first pass. Sometimes they really do change it up well. Grant, cut off on the baseline, double team. Top of the key, Trish. NBA range three is too strong. Coleman rebound over Nesmith. His putback is good and a foul. They call Deion for the foul, his second.
You know, and it sounds like I'm beating a dead horse here, but Deion has no chance in that position where...
Just get out of the way.
Either get out of the way or fall and take a charge, you know? And what I think is going to happen there is that it's either going to be a charge or it's going to be a no call because Deion is 6'3". And he's going up against somebody who's 6'9", 6'10".
Well, DeJuan Coleman, who misses the free throw here, and Monmouth pulls it away. Coleman, 6'9", 280, the reigning Mr. Basketball from the state of New York. Steele, left wing. Left corner, Nesmith. Nice skip pass to Spinella. Over to Cox on the right corner. His shot too strong. Fair pulls down the rebound.
Gary Cox seems to struggle with mid-range shots off the spot. He's very good off the dribble.
Coleman, nice move in the lane, puts it in. Nice skill from the big guy. 53-28, Orange lead. 80 seconds to go, first half.
You want to see the Hawks try to get a couple positives going into halftime to work on. Gary being aggressive here.
He flips it out to Nesmith after Trish tipped it. Deion pull for three, way short. Trish pulls down the rebound. Going to lead the break. Over to Cooney. He's going to pull up for three in transition. Too strong. Rebound is taken out of the air by Coleman, and he lays it in. I'll tell you, this big guy is going to be a good one for Coach Boeheim. Monmouth now down 55-28.
And again, the size of Syracuse really catching up to the Hawks now. Coleman able to run in transition, grab the offensive rebound, put it in.
45 seconds to go, 22 on the shot clock. Steal in the corner to Spinella. Splits a double team. Pull up at the left elbow is missed. Rebound taken out of the air by Grant. And Syracuse, with about a 2-second differential between the game and shot clock, can take the half's final shot if they choose. Trish just dribbling it right on the top of the S. Left hand winding down this first half. Left wing, he goes to Grant. Cox with Trish. He gets into the lane. Nice move. Lefty layup is good by Brandon Trish. 4 seconds to go, first half. Jesse Steele with three. Puts it on the floor. Into the lane. Jesse, floater is no good. Back iron. And we'll go to halftime with Monmouth trailing Syracuse at the Carrier Dome. 57-28.
You know, Eddie, it was kind of a tale of two different Hawks teams. The first 10 minutes of the first half, the Hawks were aggressive. They were getting out in transition. They were breaking the press, getting some easy baskets. The second half of the first half, the last 10 minutes, they just lost aggressiveness. They started turning the ball over. Syracuse indeed started making some shots and getting some looks. But the momentum started to change when the Hawks got non-aggressive, started making some non-athletic type plays. Again, weak catches. You know, you got to catch the ball strong. You got to be athletic. You know, you're playing against a team at just another level here. So you got to play at another level. And in the first half they did. In the first 10 minutes they did. In the second 10 minutes they didn't. And when you do that, the game can blow open in a hurry, and that's what happened.
Monmouth trails the Orange 57-28. What we'll do now, after a couple of minute timeout, we'll look at first half statistics as well as the out-of-town scoreboard, the scores around the country, and we'll let you know what's going on in the world of Monmouth University athletics. We'll do that all at the half, where Monmouth is trailing Syracuse 57-28. 2 minute timeout. We'll bring it back with first half stats here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.